the stuff you cleaned out of the stove.
Shirt.
Okay. Now, would you kind of describe the things you had in that house, in that old house, in the way of things to sit on and so forth?
Well,
one of them was that parrot. Living room seat in there.
Was that from?
That's from his family.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And that was done in black leather.
Uh huh.
And we bench and had antique velvet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my grandmother bought that from my mother when she started the housekeeping. That suit in there, and then of course we had chairs and tables and had plenty of beds for us kids to sleep on. Of course we had straw beds back at that time and feather beds.
Uh-huh.
Instead of mattresses and springs, we had straw beds. And I can recollect one cord bed in the, they had one cord bed at one time. That was before we moved over into, that's when we lived, I just was about 6 years old when we moved in with my grandmother when my grandfather died. We had an old cord bed. I recollect they cut it up for kindling.
Is that right?
Worth a lot of money now.
What do you call something like this?
That's called a fanning couch.
Fanning couch.
A fanning couch?
Fanning couch.
Is that right?
That's right. Some people call them sofas, but a sofa is a little different to that.
That thing didn't look like that when we bought it. It was nasty and dirty, and our son refinished his furniture now, and so I had an upholstery man to cut
the other. I think I've heard these called lounges before. A lounge, but I've never heard of that fainting couch.
Well, I didn't know what it was called for a long, long time after we got it. Someone came down there and they said, "Oh, you got a fainting couch." And I thought, "Well, what does she mean by fainting couch?" Well, my sister, she has an antique catalog that she drives for. She went looking up and she brought any. She said, "There's your fainting couch." It was called fainting couch.
Is that back right?
No time thing.
You never had anything like that in your house, or was she called that?
No, we had a sofa in our house.
You had one almost.
Almost like it, but we called it a sofa at that time.
And it was downstairs.
Yeah, it was packed full of quilts.
Yes.
When the house burned.
Mm-hmm.
My father's home, well, it burnt up, and that was it was burnt up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little wider than that one, Mother. Just a little bit wider.
But and it was packed full of coverlids. You know what coverlids is.
Mm-hmm.
Hard, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It was packed from the floor to the wall. And all those things burned up.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother made them.
She made them handmade. I mean,
that's handmade.
What was the material that made them?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're talking in the bedroom there, that piece up against the wall over there, on the far wall.
Here in this room?
That's Schiffero.
And the one on this wall?
Is a dresser.
Okay. Now, what other kind of, what about a piece of furniture kind of similar to that except without a mirror on it?
Bureau.
Okay. It has to have a mirror to be a dresser.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then, what did you have over the windows in the old house when you were...
They had rolling shades in... Now, when I was first born, and they didn't have rolling shades. They just had kind of like window curtains, like made out of cloth to go to store and buy, I guess. They didn't go and buy them like they do now. They just homemade window curtains, wasn't they, Mother?
Yeah, they just made like curtains.